Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. We're glad you've joined us to listen to a message from our pastor, Ashley Ellison. We believe God's word is powerful and that it can be applied to our lives so that we may live victoriously. Let's join Pastor Ashley now as he shares the word with us.
Well, if you're not glad you're in church, just hold on. You're going to get happy here in a second. I really believe that. There's an excitement when kids make a decision to follow Jesus for the rest of their life. How many of y'all remember the day you were baptized? Come on, it's an important day. Parents, write this day down. Write it down in Bibles. Write it down wherever you are. This is a day. This isn't their spiritual birthday. This is their public display of their spiritual birthday. So it's an important day. It's an important day to know this is the day I was baptized. Today there are several being baptized. They've decided to go public with their salvation. They're going to follow Jesus in believer's baptism. And when I'm done, today's title of what we're calling the message is on a sign here. And they're going to hold up this picture at the end. And they're going to say, hey, today I'm public. I'm going public. I want everybody to know that I serve Jesus. That this is who I am. And it's not that they haven't done it before, but we're giving them the opportunity today, and they all said we want to say, I want to honor God by doing what he asked us to do in believer's baptism. And this is just a symbolic thing of saying, I'm going to live daily out my faith. I'm going to live out my faith. Everyone can know that as Christian people, we are to live out our baptism every day. We're to live out the life that God's called us to every day. Baptism, when we see it in Scripture, it was modeled by Jesus for us to do. And here's what you know. When you're saved, we teach, based on Scripture, that you're as right with God as you will ever be. The day you accept what he did that you couldn't do. But there are some things that he outlined that we need to do in response to that decision. And baptism is one of them. There needs to be a baptism. Now, there also, through baptism, is something that happens. And I believe it's not just symbolic. I believe that there is a spiritual element to this. Because when Jesus did it, God said, hey! Well, that may not have been what he said, but he said, my son, and I'm pleased. And I believe that there is a spiritual aspect today where God is saying the same thing. I want you to know I'm pleased with you for making that decision to follow me. Baptism gives you an opportunity to make this public, a public profession. And you're telling them publicly. You're telling everyone here publicly. Here's a really cool thing. Now we have social media and you can post it everywhere. And everybody can see publicly what took place today. Matthew 10, 32 says, everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Now, how cool is that? Don't you let the enemy one more day rob you of knowing whether or not God knows your name. When you do this today, you're saying, I'm acknowledging publicly that I'm following God. I'm following his commands, what he asked me to do. You're saying publicly that I'm surrendering my life to a different master. It is no longer I who live, but it is he who lives in me. It's a different life. It's a different life. I've surrendered my life to living how I want, to starting to live how he wants. That's what you do. Today, I want you to know you're sharing with everyone how important it is to tell people you're saved. But hear this. Today is just the start of now every day of your life. See, you're doing this publicly right now, and you're excited about your salvation. And what I'm telling you is don't lose that. Stay in that every day. Every day. I want to share every day how excited I am. John gave us some real reason to be excited and to stay excited in Scripture. A lot of things out of the book of Revelation, I got to be honest, it's sometimes difficult to understand. The more I've studied it, the more I'm starting to get some revelation. But It's a book that sometimes is kind of like, okay, what is that trying to tell me here? And one of the things I like about Revelation is it gave you a glimpse of the culture of heaven. And the Bible says that his will is to be done on earth as it is in. Okay, so we know that. I'm part of the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, if his will here on earth is no different than his will in heaven, then I want to know about the culture of heaven so I can have that here. I want some of that culture here, as much as I can get. Now, I know sin separates, but Jesus removed that. So because Jesus removed that, and I'm getting baptized and I'm living publicly, if I'm going to live publicly my faith, then I need to live publicly my culture. And if my culture's heaven and I can have that culture here, then baptism means so much more. All of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, I'm a Christian. I don't operate based on the culture here. Now, I know that that's just where I'm at, but that doesn't mean that's how I live. Culture okays sin. That's not what I do. Culture okays a lifestyle that God says is an abomination. No, I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is I'm living a heaven culture. So Revelation explained what that culture is. In Revelation chapter 4, we've got to read this, verse 1. Then as I looked, I saw a door standing open in heaven. And the same voice I had heard before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, come up here and I will show you what must happen after this. And instantly I was in the spirit. I saw a throne in heaven and someone sitting on the throne. The one sitting on the throne was as brilliant as gemstones, like jasper and carnelian, and the glow of an emerald circled around his throne like a rainbow. 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. They were clothed in white and had gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumble of thunder. And in front of the throne were seven torches with burning flames. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass sparkling like crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes front and back. The first of these living beings was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a human face, and the fourth was like an eagle in flight. Each of these living beings had six wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes inside and out. Day after day and night after night, they kept on saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come. Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, to the 24 elders, they fell down and worship the one sitting on the throne, the ones who live forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things and they exist because you created what you pleased. You created what you pleased. Man, that culture makes you go, I don't know that I can bring that here. Well, you don't have to have all the I things and all the, I mean, but what you need to know is everything that surrounded and gave him honor and glory was his creation. And we are his creation. So our culture is that we bring him honor and glory in all of our life. It says in heaven that we constantly see these elders worshiping God. The Bible says that we, his people, will have crowns in heaven. But know this, it's Jesus who deserves all the honor and glory, so those crowns mean nothing without him, so we just cast them at his feet. Right. Say that that's what the culture of heaven is like, and so anytime you start getting elevated like you've really done something, I want you to know we're nothing but filthy rags without Jesus, but because of Jesus, we are royalty. Yes. Yes. And so you've got to understand that's how we're going to live, not in pride, but in all praise and honor to the one who deserves it. That's what we do. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. And know this, wherever you find yourself, I understand that you're in a lot of different places, and there are places sometimes you think, hey, you know what, this isn't really a good place. Well, you're God's rep there, so you live like it. You live like you're God's representative, and you go giving him honor and glory, for he created all things that are good, and he created them for pleasure, for his pleasure, and know this, it'll be for your good. The NLT says that they exist because you created what you pleased. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're no good, and please don't ever say you're not any good. I'm fit for nothing. I don't have any. There, I just wish I was never born. Wait a minute here. God is pleased that you were born. Nobody even likes me. Whoa, God is pleased with his creation. And the only reason why you'd think that he's not is because you're not living out your baptism every day. So we've got to know that we were created for his pleasure. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but do you know why the body of Christ is here? Some of you in church this morning, do you know why the body of Christ is here? Here's why. It's only here as a reaction to sin. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, but it's here as a reaction to sin. See, church means called out one, which means we're not like everything else. We're not like the culture. We live publicly called out. We're called out. Well, what are we called out from? We're called out from sin. We're called out from a different life. A life we used to live that we no longer live now, I'm called out of that. And being that I'm called out of it, I don't have to live according to its dictates and mandates. I don't have to do that. Why? Because I am living a church life, which is a God life, which is a saved life. And you can reverse that and say, I'm living a saved life, which is a God life, which means it's a church life. Yeah. See, all of those things go hand in hand. Why? Because all of those things are a reaction to you living the life that God's called you to live and not have to live in sin. Amen. So the church is designed so you don't have to live in sin. You can get instruction to help others out of it. You can get instruction here to live the life God called you to live. A blood-bought, born-again, spirit-filled Christian is not normal. Would you just be normal? Sorry! No, I can't just be normal. Why? Because I'm called out to live different. We have a church. Come on, we've got a church that's gone public. That's what's happened. We're living called out. There's a major difference between coming out and called out. And so you need to know living a called out life is God's intent for his people. Baptism should be viewed as the day you started publicly living called out. I'm publicly called out. You need to know that. So much happened when sin entered. The church, as important as it is and as powerful as it is, was not God's original purpose for mankind. It wasn't. He didn't. It was a reaction to the fall. He called them out of a world into a body of Christ. That's why the church is called a body of Christ. I want you to know this. This might set some of you free. The government was never intended in the original plan. Now, we can read that government is God's answer, but it's an answer to sin. We have to have government because if people had not sinned, it wouldn't be needed, but because they did, you have to have government. See, sin happened and so much changed. But something that has not changed nor will ever change is that God created you and that he has a purpose for your life. I'm going to come over here because I feel like you're looking at me through like bars. What you are. But the fact is that you are called out to not live in sin, and you're called out to be a part of a different life. But as long as you're here on planet Earth, that different life includes the church. And so baptism, I believe, is real important. It can be done anywhere, but I really like it when it's done in church. I'm fine with the creek when the whole church shows up because it's still in church. Because the church is the body of Christ. So our whole purpose is to please God. Let me ask you this. What was Adam and Eve's purpose? Please God. There are some things that have never changed, and our purpose to please God is one of those. That purpose is still there, and for His pleasure and for His excitement. See, Adam and Eve didn't have anyone to pray for, to do a food bank for, to cast demons out of, or to close. They didn't have any of that. Many Christians live their whole life begging God to do something. God, will you just do something? He already did. He created you for His pleasure. Boy, if we could just get this, it'd change how we lived. So how do you please God? By hanging out with Him, being in His presence, enjoying time with Him. You worship Him. You spend time with Him. You get back to knowing He loves you. You live here on earth in His culture, not this culture.
Right.
See, we live different. And life becomes exciting. When you're dependent upon the world to bring your happiness, then you're going to fail life miserably. Because when you get to the end of it, that's it. When you live for God and you learn how to live excited about the life God has for you here, then it's just going to keep getting better. It just gets better and better and better. God created Adam and Eve to love and to be in fellowship with Him, and He created you and I to love and to be in fellowship with Him. And that's the cool thing. Now, He will set in motion whatever is needed for us to stay out of a culture that's not going to work for us and to stay in a culture that will. I love today that today is all about Jesus. Come on, it's all about Jesus. Somebody ought to get happy about that.
Thank you for being part of our podcast today. You'll find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There's a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.